Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
It won't surprise anybody. By the way, I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. It won't surprise anybody that people pretty much nowadays consider driving over the speed limit normal. AAA actually did a study on this. Joining us is Nick Chabaria. He is the spokesperson for the AAA of Missouri. How are you, sir? Thank you for joining the Mark Reardon Show.
Doing great. Great to be on.
Glad to have you. So it's so funny because the other day I was driving in Utah with my husband in the mountains, and I got pulled over for 6 miles over the speed limit. I mean, I was trying really hard going up and down the hills, but 6 miles over, and I thought, are you kidding me? Because where I live, 10 miles is routine. And your study found that people figure 10 miles per hour over the speed limit, it's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, you know, and this study, I think you said it off the top, it kind of really puts the data to what I think a lot of folks are seeing normally out on the roads. And that's that, you know, most people agree that no one actually drives the speed limit. And that's problematic for a number of reasons from a traffic safety perspective. But the study really takes a good look at why people believe it's acceptable to speed. And then also, you know, what might slow them down.
So what are the main reasons people give? I should say not reasons, excuses. They'll call them reasons. I'll say excuses for driving over the speed limit because sometimes there's nobody around. It's one thing. I'm not defending it. Other times they're weaving in and out of traffic. You know, what excuses do they make?
Yeah, you know, well, the majority of drivers surveyed, and this was a survey of over 11,000 drivers, we found that getting around slower drivers was the number one reason that people would speed. But then also reaching their destination faster, so saving time, or the third, you know, and maybe most concerning is avoiding holding up traffic. And that concern about avoiding holding up traffic really goes back to people wanting to keep up with traffic, follow the traffic patterns, which, you know, of course, we can understand if people are zooming by on I-70, that can be a little unnerving if you're driving the speed limit and, you know, people are going 80, 85 next to you. But I think it's sort of that herd mentality that gets folks into trouble. And especially when you're talking about safety on a roadway, for what the speed the roadway was designed for, and then also the driving conditions, whether it's weather or construction or whatever it might be. So it really is an eye-opening survey into kind of what's going on with people's thinking when they're out on the roads and how it relates to speeding.
We're speaking with Nick Chabaria. He's a spokesman for AAA of Missouri. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. Yeah, it's interesting to me that because you hear the stories about if people are going too slow, way too slow for traffic, that other people try to go around them because they get impatient, and that can cause even more accidents. But like my husband and I have a truck camper, and with a truck camper, we can't go more than 62 miles an hour safely and in control. I don't care if we're in Utah where it's 80 miles an hour. Doesn't matter where it is. We can't do it. And people get mad and they go around. What are you going to do, though? I mean, that's just reality for some people.
Yeah, you know, and it really kind of goes back to, the basics of driving that, you know, we'd hope most drivers would learn before getting their license. That's, of course, sharing the road and having respect for other drivers. Driving is one of the few things that we do every single day. Most people do every single day, where you're putting your trust, a lot of trust in people around you, if for your safety, as well as, making sure you're staying safe and keeping your passengers safe. So, you know, when it comes to speeding, we know it's been a real problem. Just for example, on Missouri and Illinois roadways, speeding accounts for anywhere from 33 to 40% of all fatal crashes, or it's involved a factor in all fatal crashes. So it's a huge issue. We saw it really ramp up over the pandemic when roads were emptier and there were the more risky drivers out on the roadways. But, by and large, we know that speeding is something that needs to be addressed. And, you know, there are a number of ways to do that. But really, it comes down to personal responsibility when you're behind the wheel is a good first step.
No question. And, you know, speeding obviously is twofold. You can have the one car accident where people go too fast because they just don't have control of their vehicle. But also, if you're going too fast for the road, because, you know, the people who design roads know what the speed limit should be for that particular road. If you're going way above and beyond that around a corner, whatever else, you're not in a position, if you're speeding, to be able to adjust to somebody else quickly enough to avoid an accident.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, every road is designed for a certain speed, whether it's, you know, what the guardrails are rated for on that particular stretch of road. If there's curbs, if there's hills, blind spots, if there's entry exit points for side roads. So, you know, there really is a science behind it. And it's not just a matter of setting a number and then asking drivers to stick to it. And, you know, we're actually seeing that right now play out in real time in Missouri with recent legislation that raised the speed limit on rural interstates. You know, we know that the Department of Transportation right now is looking at how that might happen on some of those stretches of rural highways to see how those roads were designed and what they can actually withstand and what's, you know, what's actually safe to do. So, you know, there's more to it than I think maybe some drivers realize. But, you know, by and large, speed limits are set for a reason. And those should really be, you know, think of it as sort of a benchmark, the maximum of what you should go and, you know, adjust lower based on things like road conditions, visibility, and other traffic around you.
I was speaking with Nick Jaberia. He's a spokesperson for AAA of Missouri. You know, I was surprised something you said. I hadn't even thought about this, that when they're setting speed limits, besides all the other reasons that they're doing it, road conditions, curves, this and that and the other, I hadn't thought about the barriers that protect you from going over the mountain as being designed for a certain speed limit. That I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. You know, speed is one factor, and whether it's the, you know, the solid guard rails, and I'm not an engineer, but whether it's the solid guard rails or the wire barriers that you see in a lot of highways, you know, those all have impact ratings. And we know that, you know, speed along with vehicle weight and, you know, other factors can impact, you know, the force that, you know, would be caused if a vehicle slams into those. So those are designed to protect the driver of that vehicle that may be running off the road, but then also in the instance of a crash, protect drivers maybe on the other side of the highway as well, so there's not more damage done. So, you know, those are all kinds of factors that are taken into account when setting the speed limit. So, you know, again, it's so important for drivers to understand that and realize the risk associated with high speeds, especially on highways and interstates.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't adjust for the weather. Where I live, it doesn't ever, almost never rains, okay? So when it does, it becomes a bumper car derby real fast because people don't have any idea what to do because the first 20 minutes when all of the grease is coming up from the road and, you know, they just don't adapt. Some people don't adapt when it's snowing, and that's a huge factor too.
Yes, yeah, snow is a perfect example, especially in, you know, in the St. Louis area, that first snowfall of the year, you know, it seems like it's everybody's first time experiencing snow out on the roadways. So, you know, that's a perfect example, though. You know, and you see the pileups and the backups caused by even just the light snow. And, you know, every situation is different. But, you know, many times that could be avoided if cars simply slow down. You know, it's going to take you a little bit longer to get to your destination. But if it means avoiding a crash or, you know, getting stuck behind a backup, you know, that's a much better option than, you know, getting stuck on the interstate for several hours while they're clearing your vehicle off.
Yeah, don't we always see that every year? We see some backup in Iowa or something happens and one person rear-ends somebody, and then 42 cars do it. I'm thinking, didn't anybody give the car in front of them any, you know, space so they could avoid this? And all these cars pile up and you're thinking, who was paying attention? Clearly no one.
Yeah, it can be really challenging. And I think, you know, weather plays a huge factor as well, whether it's ice, snow, rain, you know, that's going to impact your stopping distance, your vehicle's control. And bottom line, when there's wet weather out on the roads, you know, you can't drive as fast as you would when it's sunny and dry. And I think that kind of goes along with this study, though, that, you know, folks, you know, don't really understand the impacts, the ramifications of what could be happening when they're speeding. You know, I'll point out, one kind of quick other note, countermeasures. The survey looked at what would be most likely to get drivers to slow down. Avoiding a speeding ticket was number one, with about 80% saying that'd be most effective. And that's fair, right? Nobody wants to get hit with a fine, but avoiding a crash was below that, which, from a safety perspective, that should be number one, right? Keeping yourself, your passengers safe. But right. No, it's getting caught, in the act. And so
it's all about me. I don't care about that other driver. Yeah.
That goes to the perception of speeding and kind of highlights what this study, one of the main takeaways from the study. There's just this perception around speeding that really needs to change. And it, again, kind of starts with driver's attitude and driver's mentality.
Yeah, and that's true. And leave the house 10 minutes earlier, guys, or at least on time. Give yourself that extra cushion, because that extra, 5 minutes that you're trying to save, you're not going to make it up. Even if you speed from light to light, you're not going to make up the time. And keep yourself safe by giving yourself some time. Then you're more relaxed when you're behind the wheel, and you can actually focus and not be frantic because you're late.
It is. It's a much more relaxing, enjoyable experience anytime you're not rushed. Think about it now. If listeners are wanting to try it out. On a relaxed drive, when you're not rushed, really focus on that. And that could be, most of the time, even on your commute to work, just leaving yourself a little bit more time, to account for traffic, account for backups. And that way you're not having to speed to get to where you're going.
Absolutely. Bad, bad, bad. And nobody likes a ticket. And that's true. And we've all gotten them. And that just sucks. And Nick Chabaria, thank you for joining us from AAA Missouri. Appreciate your time on the Mark Rudin Show.
Absolutely. Hope everybody stay safe out there.
Stay safe. Give yourself 5 extra minutes. Okay. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Rudin.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.